Chapter 9, Can You See Your Cage? If you remember back in Chapter 1, we talked about that orangutan. And your first challenge is to understand the cage that you are in. In my first visit to a large manufacturing plant, I was informed by management they wanted to increase the pounds of product being produced by a department. There are essentially three ways to increase the throughput of good products on a machine. First, increase speeds, make the machine run faster. Second, reduce downtime, keep the machine running. And third, eliminate waste, don't make bad product. Management believed that increasing the line speeds would negatively impact the quality, and they were already addressing quality issues on certain products. This left us with only one option, keep the machine running more. We initiated an exercise with a cross-functional team. Using a Lego set with predefined tasks for each of the team members to replicate a process. Throughout the course of the exercise, I made analogies to their process and provided the team with the training and tools that we then used in evaluating the real process in their manufacturing plant. On the second day of the event, we observed the process and learned a very important fact. While observing the equipment, the brakes on the dryers had not been used in over 10 years. My eyes were open to the fact that people can walk by something that seems so obvious without seeing their cage. The team found that some of the machines had missing brake pads. Some operators did not even know that the brakes existed. And when the brakes were activated on the machines we chose for the exercise, brake fluid immediately started leaking from the dry rotted hoses behind the machine. Imagine for a moment that in over a decade, the operators had not used the brakes because the maintenance team told them they would wear out. Do you hesitate from using the brakes in your car because they might wear out? Imagine the safety hazard that would be created if this was part of the decision process you went through at a stoplight or for a child running after a ball in front of your car. Now consider the safety hazard of equipment in large manufacturing plant doing the same. The downtime reduction on the dryers ultimately unlocked several $1 million per year of additional capacity, and safety was dramatically improved. In this example, the tools were Legos, but the skill was to use them to create a safe environment where employees could relate and open up. In the end, it was about changing a long-held mindset about whether or not to use the brakes. Mindset, the ability to see the cage and the desire to get out, is the third critical piece. Which of these are you struggling with today? What cage may exist around you and your team that you are failing to be aware of, to identify clear alternatives to, or take decisive action on? As a leader, there are three imperatives for you to engage and grow your team. First, become aware and create awareness for your team about broken or dysfunctional processes. Second, identify alternative options of how to engage your team in solving the process problems. And third, make decisions and act with consistency of purpose, supporting your team in execution. This book has provided you with two of the three elements necessary to create the roadmap for your organization to become the rocket heading toward the green planet. As you may recall, the three components were tools, skills, and mindset. Each of these elements has included a template for you to complete the tools and recommendations for the process to complete them effectively, the skills. In order for your team to succeed, you will need to set the cadence, hold your team accountable, and provide the leadership mindset to succeed. Best wishes on your journey towards success.
You have reached the end of this audiobook. If you enjoyed listening, please leave us a review. Share your thoughts with us and how it has impacted you, your business, and your organization. Connect with the author at www.ryancweiss.com.